So a real cliffhanger yesterday for stock traders. The NASDAQ went down. A technological glitch brought trading to a halt for more than 3 hours on Thursday. That's what they're telling us anyway. It broke a record for a non-disaster-induced outage, which can only mean that the NASDAQ's computers are more than capable of creating their own self-induced disasters. Nathaniel Popper has been covering this for our partner, The New York Times. Welcome.
Good to be here.
So it seemed like they were very, very nervous over there at the NASDAQ, even though things seemed to work out pretty well. What's the explanation?
Well, the technical explanation is that the data feed through which everyone else gets the prices of stock trades went down. And that slender line, that data feed itself was enough to bring down all trading in over 3,000 stocks.
And it just means that you can't be sure of the price. And if you can't be sure of the price, everything shuts down.
That's pretty much the shape of it.
How does data assure people that the number that they're seeing is real? Because as we saw yesterday, once that stops, it's all noise.
It does say a lot about the power of a number and the degree to which we rely on those decimal points. And that's really what happened here. People didn't know what exact price the last trade had happened at, and so they couldn't figure out what exact price to make the next trade happen at.
And, you know, if you're talking about real estate, it's sort of annoying if you can't get the price of the house that last sold on your block and you just wait around till somebody tells you. In this case, trades are taking place in matters of like tenths of a second.
Tenths of a second is would be the slowest investors out here. I mean, we've gotten down to millionths of a second. And I think that's a lot of what we found out yesterday is just how vulnerable our system has become because of the high-speed nature of it. And it's not just due to the speed. It's due to the incredible competition to stay up with that speed by all the players in the market. So NASDAQ, New York Stock Exchange, all of these players, the banks, are having to constantly change their software in order to keep up with the high speed of the market. And we're hearing a lot of complaints about that competition and how brittle that has made the system, how fragile it's made the system.
The SEC will be looking into this?
They were on a phone call all day yesterday with executives from NASDAQ and executives from the other exchanges. But certainly one of the things that I kept thinking about yesterday as this was happening was all the other technological breakdowns that have happened, that not too different from this one, in which we've heard this is going to be the, you know, the call to action. This is going to be the come to Jesus moment. You know, this is going to be the time at which regulators in the industry finally get together and figure out a way to solve this. And inevitably, 3 months later, 5 months later, sometimes 3 days later, in the case of this week, we have another big technological glitch like this.
Maybe it's a come to Best Buy moment, not a come to Jesus moment. Nathaniel Popper is a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up, Arianna Huffington and freedom of expression.
Freedom of expression requires a kind of moral agency. And if you're going to be anonymous and hide behind anonymity, you're really forfeiting your right, at least on our side.
Arianna Huffington says no more anonymity at the Huffington Post. She's with us next here on The Takeaway.